It's 8:04. You are listening to KUTX 98.9. I'm John Ailey, your host on Eclectic Host. And this is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2, 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org, community-supported public radio from the University of Texas at Austin. And I would like to welcome my guest this morning, Sean Mauser. Sean, good morning.
Hi,
did I get your name right?
I'm happy to be here.
Did I get your name right?
You did.
Okay,
you did.
Cool. Great. So pull up your microphone just a little bit closer. Just pull the microphone itself to your face. There you go. That's good. Now, you're the honcho this year, the Texas
I'm
Book
one
Festival.
Of the honchos.
How many honchos are there?
There are two.
Right,
well, yeah. There are two, and then we have lots and lots of help. So
I'm sure.
Very much a team effort.
Takes an army to run this
thing. It does.
Okay, so the Texas Book Festival has been going on now. This is the Texas Book Festival.
No, it's the Texas Teen Book Festival, which
under
the Texas Book Festival.
So it's part of it.
It's not
the whole big shebang.
Right.
So we want to get I read about this in the paper, how you want to get teenagers to start reading more.
Oh, teenagers are reading.
Are they?
It's amazing.
That's great.
I'm a librarian, and so I see how much they love authors and how much they enjoy, being readers. And so the Texas Teen Book Festival gives them a chance to meet some of those rock stars that they idolize.
Excellent. Now we say teens. Are we talking 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, or 17 and 18-year-olds?
Most of the, it's geared towards a YA audience, which is anywhere from like 13 to 18. But, that's kind of loose as far as different readers. Different books fit different readers.
Right.
And so we are open to everybody, and we're free, and we have a really great lineup this year. We're really excited about it.
Excellent. Because some readers, they can be 19 and graduate from college if they're really advanced.
Well, some people could, be 50 and still reading YA, and that is okay.
That's okay, too.
We celebrate that, and we welcome those people.
Tell us what YA means.
Young adult. Mm-hmm. Young adult. Okay. So, and we've got some big young adult authors that are going to be there.
Who are some of them, and what
do they write? Well, we've got Sabata here. We've got Lainey Taylor, who is, she was a National Book Award nominee.
What are some of the books that they've written?
Lainey Taylor did Lips Touch Three Times, which was her National Book Award nominee, and Blackbringer, which is fantasy, YA fantasy, and then Daughter of Smoke and Bone, which was probably her best known. She's got a pretty wide following, and she has amazingly pink hair.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. It's fabulous.
Okay. Who knows what the trend will be 10 years from now?
Who knows?
And those same teenage readers will be in their 20s or 30s by then. So,
And we want to keep them reading. So we want to celebrate reading every chance we get. And we've got some great programming as far as just one of our goals is to support young writers. So we are announcing our second year's winners of the Delacorte Fiction Writing Contest, which we've had a really good turnout on contest entry. So we've got a lot of young authors, aspiring authors here in Central Texas, which is really impressive. They were asked to turn in 20 pages of a story. And for the second year in a row, we had lots and lots of entry. So we've got kids out there writing, and who knows, in 10 years time, in 5 years time, they might be at the Texas Teen Book Festival, which would be
as authors.
Fantastic.
As
yes,
authors.
They would be our aspiring authors, and we want to encourage them as much as we can.
Great. Now there is a festival going on. So what does the festival entail, and how do people become connected with it?
Well, we're going to be located at St. Edward's. And so easy to get to via bus, easy to get to, via car. It's on South Congress.
You can see it.
It's easy to spot. And we will be welcoming Mindy Kaling from the Mindy Project and the office and everything. And she is going to be in a conversation with one of our own, Sarah Petrie. And that's happening at 10:15, I believe. So she's going to be a huge draw. She's got a book out that really appeals to teens, which is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me. and other concerns, which we all still have those concerns. And then we have Lainey Taylor as the opening. We've got Lee Bardugo, another fantasy YA fantasy author who's extremely popular,
now, is doing that a the closing note. Guy or girl?
It's a girl.
Okay, now most of the authors you've mentioned are girls.
Mm-hmm. We also have David Arnold, who wrote Mosquito Land, and his new one is Kids of Appetite. We've got...
Is David Arnold's book about Austin?
No, it is not. But Mosquito Land does kind of fit, yeah. and then we've got Jeffrey Self, who is promoting his first YA book called Drag Teen. And Kenneth Opel, who is bringing, he is a perennial favorite. So we've got a really good diverse mix of authors this year, and we're really excited about
Most
that.
Most excellent. Mm-hmm. And many of them will be appearing on panels and things at St.
So Ed's. We have 7 panels lined up. They'll be scheduled throughout, they're scheduled throughout the day. You can find out the schedule at texasteenbookfestival.org.
All going on Saturday.
This is all on Saturday. We're starting at, the campus opens for Mindy, I believe it's 7, and then her signing will progress. You can check out our schedule and everything online. And then we will have the 8th annual Texas Throwdown Game Show featuring authors in death-defying feats of strength and, you know, competition. Mm-hmm. And we'll see who, we're going to figure out where do they belong time-wise, AD or BC. And that's always fun. I'm sure there will be marshmallows and something called Chubby Bunny.
I don't know it's what it was, but yesterday I saw this thing on TV. We have these screens up all the time. They're mm-hmm. monitoring all the various news channels, and some of are just, they won't be news at a given time. It'll be some sort of, you know, two gals talking to each other. But all of a sudden there was this one gal. She kept falling her face right into a pie of marshmallows. I never saw such thing. Then one girl after the next, woman after the next, face down right into the pies. I have no idea what that was about.
It's entertainment, I guess.
I guess.
But Chubby Bunny is a perennial favorite.
Okay, so go check out Chubby Bunny.
That's right, the Texas Throwdown Game Show. And we're also partnering this year for the first time ever with Alamo Drafthouse.
Mm-hmm.
We are having a special screening of The Outsiders mm-hmm. with 3 guest authors in attendance from Penguin Teen. It is Sabah Tahir, David Arnold, and Renee Adier. And they will be doing a Q&A before the screening. And FYI, Outsiders celebrates 50 years this year. So
wow.
S.E. Hinton's seminal YA book is 50 wow. years old this year.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that.
Are these kids reading books that are pieces of paper bound together, like, you know, regular books? Are they reading on Kindles, or what kind of medium do they use?
I am a librarian. And mm-hmm. every year I survey my kids about how they want me to spend my book money. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions I ask them is, do you want ebooks or do you want traditional books? And the first time I did that survey, I really expected, it was 2011 and the ebook thing was really just starting to take off. And I really expected that a bunch of digital natives would tell me they wanted ebooks. But every year they have said, no, we want 90% traditional books and the rest could be ebooks. We really don't care. So until they tell me to change, that's what I'm going to continue to buy.
So those people
so
involved
the book
in the
is
book
not,
industry.
The paper book is not dead
Thank
by a long shot.
Goodness. I never want to give up holding that book in my hand. Okay. Sean, thank you so much for coming in. Sean Mauser, our guest, and she's with the Texas Teen Book Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening this weekend on Saturday,
October
the 1st.
St. Edwards. 3001 South Congress Avenue
to get
from
connected
8 to 6:30 p.m.
And how do we get connected with it?
TexasTeenBookFestival.org.
TexasTeenBookFestival.org.
And you can check out our schedule on Everfest. If you download the Everfest app and look for Texas Teen Book Festival, we're there.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's a thrill to know that all the young kids are still reading books and having fun.
We have amazing YA readers in Austin.
That's great. So. I cannot even imagine the life of somebody who, in our time, who does not read books. It's just the most wonderful thing in the world.
It is.
My friend Jay reads 4 hours a day, he says.
I wish I had that time.
Yeah, I know. I could make it, I guess. But you know, like, you know, for me, 2 hours, an hour and a half, that's about as much as I. But it's still lots of fun. I so look forward to it. And a good cup of coffee.